Ukraine security issue.
May 1st was the 67th day of Russia's war against Ukraine. The entire nation, from soldiers on the front lines to industrial workers in the rear, is defending the country from the inhuman Russian horde. At the political level, the Ukrainian leadership and diplomats are doing their best to muster and consolidate international support vis-à-vis the threat to the entire civilized world. Dozens of world leaders and top government officials have visited Ukraine since the Russian invasion on February 24th. On Sunday, President Volodymyr Zelensky received Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, who commended Ukraine on its heroic fight for freedom and promised that the United States would continue to provide Ukraine with all the necessary assistance until the victorious end of this fight. President Zelensky expressed his earnest gratitude to the United States for its efforts to help Ukraine defend its territorial integrity and sovereignty. On Saturday, the Hollywood star Angelina Jolie visited the West Ukrainian city of Lviv as a UN Goodwill Ambassador. At the railway station, she met with refugees who had just arrived from the epicenter of fighting in the east of the country. While she was taking a walk down a street, an air raid alarm siren made her run to a bomb shelter. As long as Russia continues to launch its long-range ballistic and cruise missiles, there is no safe place anywhere in Ukraine, because some of the missiles penetrate the Ukrainian air defense. However, the lethal danger is the greatest for the cities and villages on and near the front lines in the east, southeast, and south of the country, including the Black Sea port city of Odessa. There, a Russian UAV was shot down on Sunday, several hours after three Russian missiles hit the Odessa airport, destroying the runway. The situation is even worse in the areas within the range of Russian artillery. In the Mykolaiv region, a saltpeter storage factory was hit. A huge column of orange smoke was seen rising above the place. Almost all residential areas of the eastern city of Kharkiv are shelled every day. Some of them remain cut off from water, gas, and power supplies, and people have to make campfires right near their apartment buildings to cook their meals. As firewood, they use branches of trees cut down or uprooted by shells. Anna, a local resident, told Ukrainian radio that she and her neighbors are only saved from starvation by humanitarian aid from volunteers.
Світло.
There is no electricity, there's no water either. Spartan conditions, you know. It's going to be like this until the war ends. It's been going on for 8 years. We need aviation to protect our sky. We have hot meals thanks to volunteers. The biggest problem is there's not a single day or night when it's quiet. Sometimes explosions are so loud it seems like I'm on the front line, not in my own apartment. We can hear where guns fire from and what kind of shell is approaching. We can already tell, said Anna, a resident of Kharkiv. Meanwhile, the General Staff of the Armed Forces reported that on Saturday, Ukrainian troops liberated three villages in the Kharkiv region. On the southern front lines, Russian troops continued to bomb, shell, and attack Ukrainian positions, trying to advance toward the northern frontiers of the Kherson region. According to Oleksiy Arestovych, advisor to the president's office head, their goal is to occupy the entire region and then advance further toward Mykolaiv and Kryvyi Rih. At the same time, the Russian military command is aiming to encircle Ukrainian troops in the Donbas. To this end, it has deployed an additional 300 tanks, APCs, artillery systems, and other pieces of heavy weaponry, as well as about 1,000 troops mobilized in the occupied parts of the Donbas. These efforts notwithstanding, Arestovych said, the movement of Russian forces has practically come to a halt. The Security Service of Ukraine, the SBU, has neutralized a Russian sabotage and reconnaissance group. Russian General Staff agents plotted a terrorist attack. They planned to shoot down a passenger plane over Russia or Belarus and then accuse Ukraine and our partners, said SBU spokesman Artem Dehtyarenko. For that provocation, the plotters wanted to shoot a civilian flight from a Stinger portable anti-aircraft missile system. In order to steal and smuggle it across the border, the aggressor country's special services gave a relevant assignment to a group of agents. Their activities were coordinated by Alexander Tyutyarev, a staff officer of the Russian military intelligence. His nom de guerre is Morpeh Marine. He has previously taken part in organizing a series of terrorist attacks in the Odessa region, for which he is wanted. On his instructions, the enemy agents tried to establish contact with Ukrainian army servicemen under the guise of patriotic volunteers. In order to win trust, they provided the Ukrainian military with true information on the positions and movements of Russian troops. Then, using the established contacts, the Russian agents planned to obtain a foreign missile system and transfer it to Russia. During a special operation, SBU officers detained all members of the group. Investigation is now underway to establish all the circumstances of the crime and bring its organizers to justice, said SBU spokesman Artem Dehtyarenko. Lyubov Panchenko, 84, a well-known Ukrainian fashion designer, has died in hospital. The artist lived in the town of Bucha near Kyiv, where Russian troops occupied for 7 weeks, and was deprived of food and medical aid. It was only after the town was liberated that she was taken to hospital. However, doctors failed to save the starved woman's life. Panchenko was one of the Sixties, the Ukrainian patriots who developed Ukrainian culture under Soviet censorship in the 1960s. All her artistic works had a bright and distinctive Ukrainian character. She was persecuted by the Soviet authorities and her artworks were banned. Shortly before Russia invaded Ukraine, Lyubov Panchenko handed all her works over to the Kyiv-based Museum of the Sixties.